Anyone else?
Good morning. Senator Mason, Representative Plummer, members of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. My name is Mark Muddy, and I represent the Roman Catholic Bishop of Portland, and I'm here today to testify in support of LD 690 and in opposition to LD 1095, and I will speak quickly in the interest of your time. The Catholic Church of the United States is deeply concerned over the prospect of authorizing the construction and operation of private prisons in Maine. We believe that prisoners, like all of us, possess an inherent dignity, simply by virtue of their fundamental humanity. They do not lose this humanity when they enter into custody. It is therefore our moral responsibility to ensure that prisoners receive adequate housing, food, and medical care while in prison. The state's inherent interest is not merely for humanitarian reasons, but also for the sake of our society as a whole. Our state and nation are better served when incarcerated individuals provide an opportunity for them to be rehabilitated rather than simply warehouse them. I will skip this section. Private prisons create a moral question. The object of private prisons to increase profit leads to multiple outcomes that conflict with the societal objectives of care and rehabilitation. Experience in other states demonstrates that private prisons have increased profits by reducing the basic quality of food, medical care, and housing for the prisoners, so much so that the courts have found that some private prisons to be in violation of the Eighth Amendment prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. We are troubled that private prisons in other states have reduced staff and cut wages to preserve profits at the expense of the safety of prisoners and of the guards alike. The profit motive creates a perverse incentive to skimp on these basic necessities, and the outcomes are morally wrong and injurious to the health of the society as a whole. The profit motive also leads to a perverse incentive to seeking more hours, more prisoners for longer periods of time. The United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world. We are locking up more people for longer periods of time than most repressive regimes. We are deeply troubled that private prison corporations have assisted in lobbying to pass more restrictive and punitive criminal laws across the country. When prisoners are viewed as units of profit rather than persons, we lose sight of their God-given humanity, and human rights abuses occur. Maine prison system has its problems, but all in all, it is working. There are excess beds in the Maine system, and Maine continues to have some of the lowest crime rates and lowest incarceration rates in the country. LD 1095 takes us in the wrong direction. I thank you for your time and attention and urge you to vote out unanimously 1095 ought not to pass. And I certainly answer the questions if I can.
Thank you. Any questions? Senator Burns.
Thanks, Senator. Thank you, Mr. Muddy, for your testimony. I guess I'm going to follow the line of questioning that Representative Hanley was following here. I'm kind of painting with a very broad brush private prisons in this country. To the extent that some of these prisons have full qualifications, full accreditation, full programs and services for rehabilitation. At least that's what we are being told. Is that the case in some situations? So shouldn't we be talking about specifics rather than an entire industry?
I think you raise a good point. I think, unfortunately, all we have to look upon is the evidence before us. And I speak not from my personal experience, but from what I've read in the statements of the bishops themselves, but from the experience in the South, and that repeatedly the kind of outcomes they saw were not favorable to the kinds of outcomes that we would want for our system here in Maine. So I think the evidence is on that side of the argument from what we can see. Are there situations out there that are different? Perhaps, but certainly the preponderance of evidence is that the profit motive leads to no good, if you will, in terms of the prison system.
All right, thank you.
Representative Hanley.
Thank you. In the testimony you gave and other people have given, there's a profit motive kept coming up, accumulating profit. Kind of reverse that around. Don't we, as a legislature at this body, have a responsibility to incarcerate people as humanely as we possibly can, but also try to keep the cost down. The taxpayers are paying the bill.
Absolutely. I can't imagine that there'd be anything that you've just said that I would disagree with, Representative Hanley. I think we do, but not at the cost. And you know, I think, you know, certainly throwing out the profit issue, as there's nothing wrong with making a profit, and it's certainly the foundation in our culture. However, in this particular case, making a profit involves having to do activities that are contrary to the fundamental goals that we cherish in terms of our prison system.
But many of these private prisons are as highly accredited, and even in some cases have higher accreditation than the prison systems in Maine. They didn't get those by abusing people.
Well, again, I point to you, the evidence and the research leads us to believe otherwise.
Thank you.
Questions?
Thank you so much.
Seeing none, thank you.